Let's save a cat. Meanwhile, let's do our part. Debbie, who do we have for our Paws Pet of the Week?
Well, today we'd like to introduce Danny. He's a really nice ginger and white short-haired tabby. We figure he's about 3 years old. He was an outdoor cat before he was brought in. The person who was kind of caring for him looked after him for about a year and a half, and then couldn't look after him anymore, so Tearly brought him in. He's slowly getting used to indoor life, but he's really not happy, and he'd much rather be an outdoor cat. So we're trying to encourage him to go outside in the catio and try to make him feel a little bit like he's outside and free, but he'd much rather be living in someone's acreage or shed or barn or so being taken care of that way. He's very friendly and he likes being petted, but he does keep to himself right now. And we think that's just because he's just not used to, you know, being indoors with other cats. So, your listeners, when you post his picture to your Facebook page, he's a very sad looking boy.
Oh no.
But we'll bet he's once he's adopted, that frown will turn upside down.
Excellent. Yeah, and I find outdoor cats are usually way more easy to take care of because they poo outside. They'll find snacks outside. I mean, sometimes it's gross when they deliver a little critter to the doorstep, but they're less high maintenance than a cat that demands, you know, at your bedroom, you know, door to be fed at a certain hour because the cat's outside doing his own thing.
Exactly. Yeah. The indoor cats, my daughter's cat included, 3 a.m. paws come under that closed door and rattling it and rattling it because she's down to 92 niblets from 93. And so we're starving her.
Wow. Well, okay. Less high maintenance. But how old is this cat? Looks a little older.
We figure about 3 years old. He's had a rough go. We can tell that. But he'd still be a really nice cat for someone.
Okay. Well, do you have a Paws tip of the week for us?
Well, we have actually exciting news. Oh. Our Possum 50-50 raffle is back.
Okay.
And it's posted on the Paws Facebook page, and we've already had a lot of online orders. So cash prize of up to $2,000. Of course, if we sell all the tickets, somebody's going to take home $2,000. And you can order tickets online, or you can buy them from a volunteer, or you can pop by the Paws shelter and buy them there. We follow all the COVID rules, so no crowds inside. If weather is nice, we just have you wait outside for the couple of minutes that it takes for the next person to leave. And we're also going to be setting up pop-up sites for outdoor ticket sales now that the weather's getting a big bit better. And we're going to announce where we're going to be and when, and plenty of time for people to plan to come down and buy some tickets. And a reminder that all the money raised supports the care of our Paws pets.
Excellent. When is the actual draw?
It is. Now, you would ask me that. I think it's the 23rd, the 23rd of March on a Tuesday. Yeah. So we gave it lots of time to give people a chance to prepare to buy them and not feel too rushed.
Okay. And, you know, and when you do the draw, let us know. And we will gladly support you by, you know, announcing the winner almost even live if you want on our station just to get that hype going. So.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And I'll send you the poster also. So.
Perfect. Okay.
Perfect.
Well, Debbie, always a pleasure. I will talk to you next week.
Awesome. Take care.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.